This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're here to help you to work in your yard today, get some of the projects done, and maybe try and get ahead of potential problems coming down the road. We all know that in the next couple of weeks, the Japanese beetles will be in New England, New York State, Pennsylvania. It's just a matter of time. It's their traditional arrival time around the 4th of July, and we're a little over a week from that, so we want to get ready for it. And there are some good products on the market today that will work. If you want to stay natural, Captain Jack, it's an organic product made from a bacteria for when they make rum from the sediment. The other product is called Garden 8, a lot safer than the products that they had several years ago, especially 7. And 7 is something you want to keep away from your garden. It's still being sold, but it's so highly toxic to bees that you want to stay away from 7, and especially the powder. That stuff is bad news. So don't purchase 7. Go with Captain Jack or 8, and that will help you to solve the problem. Okay, Nathan, let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have next that needs a little bit of help with their garden?
Greg in New Hampshire.
Greg from New Hampshire, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
Listen, I got a project of a dwarf apple tree. It's a little over 20 years old, and the leaves are turning yellow and falling off. And it started last year, and it's doing again this year, and I don't know what else to do.
Are you getting any spots on the leaves?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't seem it. It's just, you know, every day I go out, and I see more leaves on the ground that are yellow, and I don't think so.
Okay. Have you been watering at all, Greg?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I mean, where I live here in Maine, I'm in southern Maine, I'm in Kennebunk, we're over 4 inches of rainfall below normal. And I've got 3 flowering crabs near my vegetable garden, and my red flowering variety, which is the one that seems to have more problems than the pink or the white, is getting some yellowing on the foliage and it's falling. And I'm just thinking it's water. So what I would like you to try, drag the hose out to the tree, just crack it open so it comes out a stream the size of a ballpoint pen, and move it 2 or 3 times, but let it run for a good half hour and really saturate the ground. Now, have you fed it at all this year?
No, I haven't. Last year, after the year, I put some tree spikes all the way around it, but I haven't done anything yet.
Okay. Greg, rather than use tree spikes, buy a 5-pound bag of tree tone. It's made by the people that make Holytone and Plant Tone for deciduous plants, but Tree Tone are for all types of trees. And you punch some holes, put a half a handful in each hole, and start about 18 inches from the main trunk and go off as far as 3 feet. How big is this tree? 5 feet tall, 6 feet tall?
Oh, God, it's about 9 feet tall.
9 feet tall?
Yeah.
Then make a whole bunch of holes underneath the drip line of your tree. Put a half a handful in each. And that half a handful will be equivalent to a spike of fertilizer that you put down.
Okay.
Because that spike, half of it, is a bonding agent that holds it together so that you can drive it into the ground. The fertilizer that's in it is a chemical, and when it gets a lot of rain in the spring, it releases the food quickly, and usually within a month or two, the food's all gone. It's a lot cheaper to buy a bag, and it's going to last a lot longer and do more for you. So buy a 5-pound or a 10-pound bag. Go underneath the drip line of the canopy of leaves. Punch a bunch of holes, and then put your sprinkler there and just soak it if it's going to be big like that. But that's what I do. And you're going to see a big, big difference giving it a good soaking. We just need the weatherman to send us some storms here. We need a good soaking.
Right. Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'll get on to that today.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else we can help you with?
No, that's it for now, Paul. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, I'm here for you. All you got to do is give us a call.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, the one thing that all of you listening can do today, if you don't receive my newsletter, it really is something that you should try. And with this coming week being 4th of July weekend, I'm doing a special on my newsletter. I'm going to write 3 stories about some of the trees that have influenced our country or are in our history. And I think that you'll get a big kick out of it. All you need to do is to go to the website, and my website is Paul Parent, P-A-R-E-N-T, paulparent.com, and then click on newsletter. And when you get on the site for the newsletter, you just want to put in your email address and then hit submit, and you'll receive the newsletter on Thursday. So I've got 3 stories about trees from America and what they did. I have some great 4th of July music, and I'll have a recipe and a garden quote. They will come every single week for you. It's free. And we have about 16,000 families across the country that gets this. And it's something that changes every single week. During the winter, we talk about houseplants. In the spring, how to grow seedlings. In the summer, flowering shrubs and flowering trees and perennials. In the fall, bulbs and plants that produce fruit for the fall and winter, and so forth. So if you want to get some reading that you'll enjoy, and I try and make it fun, go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, and then just put in your email address and hit submit, and you'll get it on Thursday. But this is going to be a 4th of July newsletter, and I think you'll get a kick about these 3 trees that are in American history. Nathan, let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have up next?
Mary in Maine.
Mary from Maine, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have one question that I think you can answer with probably one word. What was a winter salt problem that I've never really addressed, and you had mentioned a product. I did not write that down. I thought I had, but I guess I couldn't find it. The other has to do with autumn olive, and I'll ask you that question after you maybe give me answers to this grass-killing winter salt issue.
Okay. This is on the highways, and what they're doing is they're using a new product, and for the roadway, it works great. So what they do is before the storm, they go down the street with a, instead of putting down a granular product, they put down a liquid. And the back of the truck has a rod across it that's the width of one lane. And a couple of hours before the storm, they'll go right down a major highway. They'll drop this liquid down, and it will prevent ice from forming for a good 2 hours during a snowstorm. And it's a great product for that. But if you have a winter with a lot of storms and they're using it on a regular storm, it does affect the grass on each side of the road where the snow is plowed and thrown onto the grass. It does recover, but it's never the same type of grass. And it's not something that really is available to the homeowner just yet, thank God. It keeps the road safer, but it does have a side effect of losing some of the grass. Mary, hold on. If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Those of you that have blue hydrangea, and they've survived the winter, and they're making flower buds, if you want to increase the color to make it a deeper pink or a deeper blue, Espoma, the people that make Holytone and Plantone, they have a hydrangea food, one for the blue and one for the pink. The blue one is called Soil Acidifier, and it will make that color really deeper, almost purple in color. And you can use the same Soil Acidifier if you have blueberries. What a big difference it will do to your blueberries, because blueberries like an acidic soil. And for pink hydrangeas, they have a garden lime, a quick-acting lime, and it will change the color and make it more pink, almost like a pastel in color. So when you're at the nursery, look for the hydrangea fertilizers to really make them pop this year. Nathan, who's up next?
Well, you did have Mary hanging on the line for you.
Oh, that's right. Is she, Mary, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what was your second question? I'm sorry.
That's fine. I guess that material, excuse me, that only affects the highway won't affect me because I'm on a town road, so I don't think they put that down. But I thought I had heard you mention a particular product or something that you could put down, you know, for the roadkill, but apparently the winter salt. But apparently I must...
Oh, yes, yes. It's called gypsum.
I thought it was a Q. I couldn't remember, but it's a G. Okay, gypsum.
Yeah, it's garden gypsum.
Okay.
And most nurseries, garden centers, hardware stores will carry it.
Okay.
Espoma, they call this their gypsum soil perfector.
Okay, Espoma.
But what it is garden gypsum, and it breaks apart the clay so that The soil can move through the soil. The water can move through the soil easier and quicker. It makes it easier for the root system to grow through the ground. You'll have longer carrots, bigger beets, bigger onions. It's a real good product. I've used it in my soil because it had a lot of clay.
Yeah.
And within 3 years of putting this in and adding organic matter, I had no more clay left in my garden.
Thank you. I'm so glad to hear that because I do have clay here and it's been bothering me what to do about that. So that answers another question. Thank you. The other one that I called about had to do with olive. And I know now it's considered an invasive plant. Back when I put it in, it was being sold by some of the government agencies. It was not considered an invasive plant. I noticed this year there were no leaves on the plant. And they're in different locations in my yard. You know, they're very big bushes. And I'm wondering, is there something going on, you know, that would kill off? And they're in different areas. That's what gets me. So I wondered if it had something to do with the weather. Could it just be the end of their life or something? Life cycle or whatever?
No.
If after you answer that, should I remove these things permanently if they are dead, you know?
If they are dead, then definitely pull them out of there. They should have leafed out by now. I know we did have a very rough winter. For certain plants, I have a red leaf maple, and I probably lost a third of it, and it's been in the yard for 10 years. I have a ginkgo tree that I bought many, many years ago, and it's grown quite a bit. And this year, for the very first time, I have dieback on my ginkgo tree. And some of the branches are like 2 feet long that have died back from it. And I never had that before. And a ginkgo is very, very hardy. I mean, you can grow a ginkgo tree in southern Canada. So I don't understand. To me, it has to be winter kill.
So you think that might be the situation with the autumn olive? And do you recommend watering and fertilizing just to see?
I'll tell you, Mary, if it hasn't leafed out by now, it's not going to leaf out. Prune back all of the dead branches. If any of the plants are dead, get them out of there would be the best thing to do so that you don't end up trying to work out there and getting stabbed by those big needles. But Russian olive is a great tree, but it can become invasive.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An executive order rolled back the policy days ago, but thousands of people nationwide have been in the streets protesting the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy on illegal immigration. Keep Families Together rallies taking place in New York, Texas, Florida, California, and other states on Saturday. That is, the feds say at least 522 kids who were taken at the U.S.-Mexico border from their parents when the policy was in effect have now been reunited with their families. Sarah Sanders is tweeting about being thrown out of a restaurant in Lexington, Virginia last night because she works for President Trump.
Sanders explains that she left politely. She said the incident says more about the owner than it does about her.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King reporting, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Boy, summer is finally getting here, and just wish it would warm up a little bit. The South has had plenty of nice weather, but in New England, we've been on the cool side and very, very dry. A good soaking rain and then some temperatures in the 80s would go a long ways. Nathan, who do we have up next?
Tom's in Martha's Vineyard.
Tom from beautiful Martha's Vineyard. Good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning.
Hi.
Yes, you can. Hi. Does taking off the fading flowers, let's see, how can I put this? Does deadheading all flowering garden plants promote blooms?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just wondering.
See, the goal for a plant is to make seed.
Yeah.
So when your petunias get done blooming, if you don't just pull the trumpet off, but pull the back of it where the seeds are made, then that plant has to start over to make seeds. So the more you deadhead all of your annuals, the more they're going to bloom. If you deadhead your perennials, not all of them, but a lot of them will give you a secondary bloom, not as dramatic as the initial, but they will bloom again. And shrubs and trees, if you deadhead those plants, what will happen is this. Instead of a lilac making seed pods that basically will never germinate for you, but it takes energy, the energy that's used to make the seed pod will be used to make flower buds for the following year. So when you deadhead your azaleas, when you deadhead your rhododendron, when you deadhead all of your other flowering plants, like especially lilacs, it gives the plant more energy to become more prolific in blooming the following year.
I see. Well, even columbine, I have bleeding heart, azaleas. Well, that's interesting. And
yep.
Even rhododendrons.
Yeah, and see,
dianthus.
Yep, dianthus. It will make the plant get wider and wider, and you'll have a much bigger plant the following year because you're using that energy to make the plant stronger and not to make seed that most of the time doesn't even germinate.
Oh, that's great. So,
and like roses, Tom. If you deadhead your roses, the more you deadhead, the more your roses are going to bloom. But the one thing on roses that you have to be aware of is if you just cut it below the flower, that stem will never bloom again because it's gone blind. What you need to do is below the rose, the leaf that forms is in three segments. The one below that, possibly three, and then eventually five. You make your cut just above the second set of a leaf that's in five segments, and within 3 weeks, that branch has got a brand new flower on it.
Oh, so it's the first set of a little branch, a twig that has five leaves. You cut it just above that.
You cut it above the second set of five.
A second. Oh,
right.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you do that, I mean, if roses need to be fed on a monthly basis, and they need 5 gallons of water. I went to a nursery in Pennsylvania where they raise roses. The name of the nursery was Conrad Pyle, and they grew a lot of roses. And they irrigated their field every single week. The rest of the nursery stock that they grew, shrubs and trees, were just lived on Mother Nature. But their rose-growing fields were irrigated every single week because they need to give them 5 gallons of water for them to really become productive, put on some nice strong stems or canes, and to really bloom for you. So lots of water and plenty of food. Hibiscus that you put in a container on your deck or your porch. The more you feed them and water, the better they're going to be. Hibiscus likes to be fed. And many years ago now, I was working at a nursery in Massachusetts. We got a shipment from California, a very unusual colored hibiscus, yellows and oranges and bicolors and everything else. And this man came in who lived in Hawaii, and he said, I want one of every single color. No, give me two of every color. And he said when he lived in Hawaii, he had 300 of these hibiscus on his property. And he said the secret was every 2 weeks he went out there, he fed his hibiscus, and he watered them on a weekly basis, and they bloomed nonstop while his neighbors bloomed off and on. He said the more you feed hibiscus on your patio, the more they're going to flower.
Okay, very good. I have a hibiscus here, and I planted it 10 years ago, and it's the same size. It's about a foot off the ground.
Is this the Rose of Sharon, or is it the perennial hibiscus? Does it make a real big flower?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got confused. It's a hydrangea.
Oh, hydrangea, yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't think it's getting enough light. I think they need more light. That's it.
Yeah, if you want a hydrangea for the shade, then the best one for you is called Annabelle, It's a white one with a real big flower on it. But there is a special hydrangea for a shaded garden called oak leaf. And the leaf itself is about 2 to 3 times the size of a regular oak leaf from your tree. But 3 times the size. The flower grows like a hyacinth, tight like a hyacinth flower, about the same width but twice the height, and a beautiful soft white blossom on it. And in the fall, the oak leaf hydrangea, the foliage turns bright red. And the oak leaf hydrangea is hardy all over Cape Cod, all over Massachusetts, and you can even grow it up to central Maine. That's how hardy it is, but it's for the shade.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's a vine sometimes, I think.
No, this is a shrub called oak leaf, and it's one for the shade.
Oh, good. Okay. Good.
So what you do is you dig out the one that's there, put it in a sunny location, buy the oak leaf and put it there, and that way you'll have blooms on it.
Okay. I'll make a note of it. And then, well, back to deadheading. You cut off the below the seed-making
right.
apparatus. Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah, like if you have all of your flowering plants, hanging plants, I can't think of the white, red and white for the shade.
Fuchsia?
Fuchsia. A lot of people will buy fuchsia when they buy it on Mother's Day. It's loaded with flowers. And if you look at your fuchsia now, there's little green balls all over the plant. Those are the seed ends. And if you can remove all of the seed heads when your fuchsia gets done blooming, it will continue to bloom because its goal in life is to reproduce itself by making seed. And when the plant has produced 50% of the dry weight in seed, it stops blooming because it's achieved its goal. So every time you go to water, if you see your fuchsia has these little black balls on them, pick them all off. And that way the plant has to restart and to rebloom again.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
So you've got
other callers. You spent a long time with me. Thank you very much. There are other callers.
That's okay, sir. I'm here for you, and I want to answer all of your questions. That way you feel comfortable. And later on, if you have other questions, please give us a call. We're here every single Sunday morning, and try and get our newsletter. We put a lot of information on the newsletter on my website, paulparent.com, and it's free. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Have a nice weekend. Bye-bye. If we can help you, give us a call, 855-660-4261. What do you think, Nathan? We got time for one more before the break?
Run it in there. We got Joanne in New Hampshire.
Hey, Joanne from New Hampshire. Good morning. How can we help you out?
I have a problem with my spinach. Half of my bed, they turned yellow and they didn't really grow, and the other half was green and a little bigger. It's turned like a blight in the leaves.
Now, is this on the same row, Joanne?
No, I just a 5x5 square.
Okay, so there's two different sections.
Right.
Okay, and did you plant them the same way? Do you use the same fertilizer?
Yes, and now it's going, I see the blight on my beets. And yesterday I noticed the blight on my green bean. Like it's like a gray color and it's almost translucent.
Okay, then you're gonna need to get a fungicide for your garden. Bonide has got several different fungicides. It's safe for the vegetable garden. They have a tomato vegetable garden dust that will be very, very effective and should control it. They have neem oil, which will take care of different types of diseases. They have a liquid copper that can be used in a vegetable garden also. But your best bet is to go to your local nursery and garden center. There's another one that I've had very, very good luck with that Bonide makes, and it's called Fung-O-Nil. And let me spell this for you. It's F-U-N-G dash O-N-I-L. And this Fung-O-Nil is something that is good for trees, shrubs, and can be used on all of your vegetables. It's an old-time product. It's been around for many, many years. I have used it on many different types of diseases, and it will also take care of the blight on blue spruce that's devastating our forests in the Northeast. Fung-O-Nil.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub. It's a product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Nathan, we're going to go right to the phone lines. Who do we have up next?
Marilyn in New Hampshire.
Marilyn, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Thank you. I've replaced my conifer that didn't make it through the winter with an arborvitae. And
yes.
It got in the ground Wednesday, and it's like 5.5 feet tall, very in good shape. Everybody says how beautiful it is. And the fellow that brought it explained someone didn't do a great job digging out the, like once in the fall, you're supposed to remove the leaves that die and fall into the middle of the plant.
Okay.
You know, at the root system, you know. So they left, and then I was cleaning that out. And I noticed on the last about a foot and a half on the, you know, at the bottom of the tree, were these things I've never seen before. And I figured you might know. They could be the root of the red spider mites you were talking about earlier with arborvitae. I don't know. I've never seen this before. So I pulled them all off. There were dozens of them. And it was sort of like a 16th of an inch ball cut in half and put on the stems. And when you pull them off, they had this like white powdery stuff in it.
And it was growing on the arborvitae stems?
Yeah, but only at the bottom of the tree.
Okay. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
Whatever it is, I don't know.
It is natural for your arborvitae at this time of the year to turn yellow on the inside because the new growth that forms makes the plant bigger and is blocking the sunlight from getting to the middle of the plant. So the leaves...
The whole plant is all green and beautiful.
Right. But what I would do, if the man who delivered it told you there was probably a problem with it, and you found these growths on the bottom of the stems, do you still have them?
No, I threw them on the ground.
Okay.
And they got covered over with more dirt.
Okay. I would call the nursery and say, you know, I just bought an arborvitae from you. The man who delivered it left me with some questions, and I'm concerned about the guarantee that that plant's going to survive because I found these growths growing on it.
Yeah.
And let them know right now that you are concerned because it may look good, but if there's something that's growing on it that shouldn't be, you could possibly lose it before the year is up. So I would contact the nursery and say, you know, I'm a little bit concerned. I ordered a nice plant. It looks good. But the man who delivered it told me there was a potential problem. And that,
no,
that
he was just saying about how you're supposed to clean it out every year, you know, just regular maintenance of the
tree. Okay.
So I was doing that, and then when I saw this stuff.
Yeah. It could just be a buildup of the yellow needles that have turned brown. It could be a type of fungus or a mushroom type thing that was growing on those dead needles that have built up.
Yeah, but when you take them off, they had this white powdery thing on it.
Okay, so it's a type of mushroom that was living on the dead needles.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, but it was on the good ones.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I would let them know, but take take your garden hose, bring it right up to the plant, open up the plant, and with the pressure from the hose, clean it and get all of the dead needles out of there.
Okay.
And then check it on a regular basis, and if this growth reappears, then you got to call the nursery and say, when they came in, I pulled them all off, I cleaned the plant, removed all of the dead needles, but I now am getting the same growth again, and I'm really concerned.
Okay.
So let them know before the problem gets to be real bad.
Sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Yeah, everybody have a great week. Nathan, thank you for your help.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.